Howdy, folks. This is Wade Lane, fumbling at the doorknob. Just sort of trying the latch to see if you folks were home. Well, bless my soul. The door's unfastened. Reckon I'll just drop in and set a spell. Did the birds wake you up this morning like they did me? There's a young couple going to housekeeping over my way, high up in the tree. And they start their domestic discussions about 4 a.m. Oh, I wish you could hear them. I'm sure the little wife has set her heart on a certain kind of lining for the nest. And the young husband thinks the nest is pretty snug just as it is. Well, he'll learn after a while that the quickest way to get settled is to furnish that nest the way the little wife wants it. But no matter how they argue, they never get mad at each other. Bless their little hearts. They're so happy. They have to stop their chatter every few minutes to burst into song. I know of another young couple, too, that are building a nest away out in the suburbs. And their arguments over how to furnish it are interrupted every few minutes with kisses. Happy? Why, they're living in heaven right this minute, along with the birds.
When whippoorwill calls and evening is nigh, I'll hurry to my blue heaven. I'll turn to the right, a little white light will lead you to my a fireplace, a cozy room, a little nest that's nestled where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and the baby makes three. We're happy in my
You know, when I hear the bird singing to his little mate, I sometimes wish I knew the words of his song. Wouldn't it be wonderful to know each of those beautiful notes and what they mean? Which mean love and which joy and which mean just the glory of being alive? But the more I think on it, the more I realize that songs like his don't need words. He sings in a tongue that the whole world understands. For music is a universal language, and the heart that loves pours forth that love in song.
Somebody loves you. And right from the start,
the nest high up in that tree, weathers all the storms when they come. And I hope the little home out in the suburbs stands strong and sturdy throughout the years. How does a rainy day affect you? Does it give you the blues like it does some folks? Make you feel discouraged and depressed and kind of lonesome? Well, it doesn't affect me that way one bit. Oh, it interferes with my plans sometimes. But as far as my private feelings are concerned, I've always had a fondness for rainy days. 'Cause they take me back to my boyhood, when we youngsters spent stormy days up in the attic with our favorite books. My goodness, the exciting adventures we had with Sinbad the Sailor and Robinson Crusoe and assorted pirates. And the countries we visited, Japan, South Africa, the North Pole, the Sahara Desert. The rain might be pouring on our roof, but the sun of India was beaten on our heads as we lived the life of the British soldier with our dear friend, Kipling.
By the old Malmin Pagoda, looking eastward to the sea, there's a Burma girl a-settin', and I know she thinks of me. For the wind is in the palm trees, and the temple bells they say, come you back, you British soldier, come you back to Mandalay. Come you back to Mandalay. Come you back to Mandalay, where the old flotilla lay. Can't you hear their paddles chunking from Rangoon to Mandalay? On the road to Mandalay, where the flying fishes play, and the dawn comes up like thunder out of China.
When you find yourself shut in, housebound, cut off from active living for a while, whether by rain or circumstance. Just remember, folks, there's a marvelous world in which you can wander at will. A world of high adventure, throbbing with life. A world of beautiful companionship. The world of books. And now it comes time to bid you good day. Right nice of you to leave the latch string a-hanging out for me. And I'll drop in again soon. So long.